John?
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, it's a little chilly down here. I'm sure it is where you guys are, too.
Supposed to be really chilly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit that way Sunday, I understand, too. We'll see.
Are you going to get the snowstorm, too, on Saturday?
I think they're calling for Friday and Saturday both, but for some reason it's got, like, rain mixed in with it on Saturday, so I don't know. I don't think right now I can't see it possibly raining. It's too cold today anyways.
I know you live in it, but how do you prepare for zero or negative one or whatever it's supposed to be down there?
You know, I don't think you get used to it. I think you just got to be ready to deal with it. And, I think we'll, try to take a little feel for it just to get the initial shock out, so guys know what to wear. Footwear wise, warmness wise, take a little bit of a look at that tomorrow. But my experience with it, we've had a few cold weather games. In my experience, and, it's just a matter of you just adjust and deal with it for the game.
John, how's Barkley settled in for you at quarterback?
I've been impressed with the young guy. I think. You guys saw a little bit of him last time when Brian Hoyer got hurt. He went in on short notice. I think played a little bit in the first half and the whole second half. Things didn't go as well, but I think when we've kind of plugged him in with the whole week's work, he did a pretty good job in the two starts at home, and then last week was his really. First road start in a noisy environment, and all in all, I think he did pretty good. Like every game, nothing's perfect, but I was impressed with how he handled it.
Hey, John, when you look at Jordan Howard, what do you think it is about him that kind of fit into what you guys do so well that he was able to pick that job up and really run with it this season?
I think we saw early in camp that he had really good vision and good feet. When we had the Jeremy Langford injury, we plugged him in as the starter, and he's handled it really well. I mean, he's a big guy. He's 235. Kind of more of a Lacy style of back. As far as real thick lower, a little bit hard to take down on first contact, which suffices pretty well. At that position, I think for a young guy, having some success, I think he's. Mature beyond his years as far as handling that. He's kind of the same guy every day. He didn't get up and get down, and he kind of stays the same. So, in all aspects, I know that I deal with him. He's an impressive young man.
I'm not asking to give away the game plan here, but, I guess it's the cliche that on a bad weather, you want to have a big running back. Is he the kind of guy you want to try to carry the load a bit for you on Sunday just because of the elements and all that?
Well, I think those are options. I think my friends, I'm going to come back as a weatherman because they don't keep your record. I think right now, they're calling for that. You prepare for everything. The same weekend y'all played at home a couple weekends ago, we played San Francisco in the similar conditions. And, I think you just adapt. I think our guys did a pretty good job just like, the Packers did in that environment, I believe it was against Houston. So you kind of, you get used to throwing it, but you lean a little bit, on things that don't test your ball security as much. So, I think, Mike will do the same thing. You just adjust to what the conditions are and kind of what's working, just like any game.
Injuries aside, have you gotten what you thought you would out of Josh Sitton?
I think he's done a tremendous job. He's been a good addition. I think he's good in our locker room. We're fairly young. He is a veteran guy. There's not a lot of veterans for our guys to look to. So, he's been a good teammate and a good performer. I know he was not very happy about missing the game there in Lambeau. He's looking pretty good for Sunday.
What have you guys been doing so well on defense? I think you're, what, sixth in yards?
Yeah, I think, we've got, our front seven's, pretty legit. I think we're a little healthier at corner than we were last time we played at Lambeau. know, I think our Vic Fangio and our defensive staff do an excellent job of preparing our guys. And, you know, we've not arrived by any stretch, but I think we are making progress in that area.
How about an inside linebacker? You've had obviously your two starters are gone.
Yeah, I think we get Jarrell Freeman back after the game this week. Danny Staden's on IR with a knee surgery, but we've had John Timu who started some games for us last year, and then a rookie Nick Kwiatkowski that has stepped in and done a nice job. So they filled in. You know, we're starting to build some depth. In the front seven, and these guys are getting valuable experience.
Hey, John, I think that game at Lambeau, that was the first time the Packers really used Montgomery extensively in the backfield. What kind of issues does he cause back there, just in terms of trying to match up with him?
Well, I think it was probably a bit more of a surprise for us. You know, I think they've continued that package since that game. You know, it can be a potential matchup problem. Does it take much to motion him out of there all of a sudden now? You know, you're in four or five wideouts, depending on who else is in with him. So it's a good package. And then, you know, his skill set is and body type is to what, I mean, he can be a running back. You know, I know they throw Cobb back there a little bit as well. You know, in bits and pieces, not quite like they do Ty. But, you know, both those guys' skill sets are, you know, the type that, you know, they're good with the ball, with the ball in their hands. And, you know, it looks like Ty's really kind of mostly relegated as a back, you know, at this stage.
Hey, John, I know this would be a better question for a month from now, but where do you think you are in building your program? I know the record's not what you want, but just big picture-wise, are you – I don't know, maybe happy is not the right word for it, but are you okay with the direction that you guys are building?
You know, I really am. You know, obviously, like you mentioned, it's no fun, especially when you're used to winning, being 3-10. So we're definitely not pleased with our record. For some of the, misfortune or whatever you want to call it as far as injury-wise, I think our guy culturally here, our guys are, you know, they compete. Now we just got to do the things necessary to win. And, you know, I think we're making progress in areas of the football team and building some depth. And, you know, I think we're getting close to striking distance now, both, you know, cap-wise and really talent-level-wise moving forward.
Can Jeffrey get a full complement of snaps Sunday?
We're going to kind of look at him. We only had him first day back today in practice, so we're kind of, evaluating that. But, you know, we'll have to make those decisions before the game.